This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Farouk Benesh, a three. Good! You can't be serious with that shot!
The cheers for Northern Iowa went up, and number one-seeded Kansas went down, all along with a lot of office pool brackets. A three-point shot by Ali Farokhmanesh with 34 seconds left gave ninth-seeded Northern Iowa an insurmountable lead in the second round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament last night. It was another astounding defeat for a top-ranked team in what's turning out to be a topsy-turvy tourney. NPR's Tom Goldman joins us now. Tom, what are some of the other upsets that have been going on?
Oh, Leanne, the carnage. here, I waited to do the honors on your show.
Okay.
You hear that?
Is that your bracket?
That's my bracket, and that's a sound you heard throughout the country yesterday. Other than Northern Iowa, you had number 2 Villanova losing to St. Mary's yesterday, number 3 New Mexico losing to 11th-seeded University of Washington. And, of course, let's not forget that first-round loss of number 3 Georgetown and number 14 Ohio University. You know, you still have three number 1 seeds left, Syracuse, Kentucky, and Duke. But the mood was such yesterday that TV analysts were wondering aloud, which of those number 1 seeds are most vulnerable to upset? It's just not safe out there anymore.
Well, considering maybe, imagine you could have a bracket do-over. Who are the stars of the tournament so far?
Well, I'll talk about the stars in a second. The stars so far are not the ones predicted before the tournament started. In particular, two talented senior point guards on major teams, Scotty Reynolds from Villanova, Sharon Collins for Kansas, they were said to be the major reason why their teams would win the title. But boy, they played lousy. Reynolds shooting, he shot 4 for 26 over 2 games, 2 for 11 from the three-point range. Collins was 0 for 6 yesterday against Northern Iowa on three-point attempts. In this tournament, Leanne, you have to have your guards hitting their shots, especially the long-range ones. And the futility of these two veterans was a big reason why their teams are out.
With stars like Collins and Reynolds out, who should fans keep an eye on? Farokhmanesh,
well,
right?
You got it. And boy, the name just rolls off the tongue now. The son of an Iranian immigrant, the most unlikely star of this tournament so far, he hit huge, ultimately game-winning three-pointers, not just against Kansas, but in the first round against the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Against Villanova, you had St. Mary's center Omar Samhan. He was unstoppable with 32 points. Guys like these are really good ball players. They're not the super all-stars coming out of high school everyone talks about, but they're still very talented, and we're seeing a good deal of these guys in this tournament.
Okay, so there are some lower-ranked teams headed to the Sweet 16 round of the tournament. However, Syracuse, Kentucky, and Baylor are still alive among the higher-seed teams. Any chance we could see any of the lower-seeded teams in the Final Four?
Well, why not? I mean, we see from Northern Iowa and St. Mary's what happens when these lower-seeded teams play their best, and they beat the so-called best. A lot of the so-called mid-majors, the next tier of teams from conferences after the six major conferences, they put a lot into their basketball programs in recent years. They're recruiting players more heavily than they did in the past. And the similarities are there this year to 2006 when George Mason put the so-called mid-majors on the map by getting to the Final Four. That could happen here again, and maybe not just one mid-major to the Final Four.
Well, wow. You know, Tom, as you well know, there's been talk of expanding the NCAA tournament from 64 teams to 96. Gosh, will it be March and April madness? Does this year's tournament actually present an argument for or against that?
Well, you know, it is giving lots of ammunition to the critics of the NCAA idea of expanding the tournament from the current 64 in the first round, as you say, to 96 teams. You know, there's such parity right now. So many talented players on the top 30 or so teams. But they say, the critics say, if you added 32 more teams, you'd water things down so much that you wouldn't have the kinds of thrilling upsets we've seen so far. Those who don't want change say, obviously, the tournament is fine as is. Don't mess with it. But, you know, alas, Leanne, the decision doesn't rest with the fans or the media people who are gushing about what's going on. It rests with NCAA officials and college presidents and chancellors who really like the idea of an expanded field, bringing in more TV money and giving more schools access to this March Madness.
NPR's Tom Goldman. Have fun at the dance. Thanks, Tom.
You bet.